For contacting, who is this?
Is this Ella?
Yes, this is Ella.
Yeah, this is Merlin. Hi, how are you today?
I'm sorry?
How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. How are you doing today, Merlin?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just got your email right now. I was hoping to speak to you today regarding your draft.
Right. So is this a bad time? I just decided
no,
to call you.
It's all right. I apologize that I couldn't see your emails, or else I would have called you. I was just looking through the emails, but it's all right. Let me know. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. It was good.
It was good.
Yes, everything was okay. Oh, yes, yes. And I thought I decided to call you since I have the book cover up here on my computer. And I thought we might just go ahead and discuss it right away since I have it up before we discuss the rest of the project, you know. Because I don't know if this is the size that, you know, this is a square size. It's not 8x5.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a few things that I need to discuss about this. So I don't know if you want to take notes on this so that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let me know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so the size of the book, this looks like a square size. And I was looking for 8x5, which we had already discussed.
You want 8.5 into 11? That's what the size that you want?
No. I have a book I'm looking at here right now that I read, a novel. It has less than 100. And it's the size, it's trimmed down to 8x5.
Okay.
5 inches by
what,
8.
What size are you looking for, Lily?
8x5 would be good.
Okay. You want it to be 8x5. All right. No problem at all. And other than that, did you get a chance to review the draft?
I'm looking at it right now. I'm reviewing it. I had already reviewed it.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to tell me the revisions on the call, correct?
And the cover. The color is great. I like it, the color.
Mm-hmm.
However, the front cover, it doesn't have the text. The text is not there that is supposed to be there. Remember, there is a text for the cover, for the outside cover.
Got it.
You know, it starts with they could not walk away. It starts with that.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's one of the first things that they would do now with the...
I'm so
with
sorry,
the,
the voice just broke up. Could you just repeat the last thing that you said?
No, I'm saying we were talking about... what were we talking about again?
The book cover.
Yeah, and something specific. The text, remember the text for the cover?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to
install the cover.
That. Yeah, we're going to work on that slowly and gradually because at the moment right now, the procedure for the book cover is basically we ask the client for the reference and then we recreate the book cover according to the references that we get from the client. Once we do that, we get the book, the front cover approved, right? With the name of the book, with the name of the author, and anything else that the client wants to incorporate on the front of the book. Meanwhile, while that is being worked on, we ask the writing team to write us a back cover content. Either we can get it written by the writers, either you can provide us with the back cover content, and if you approve of the back cover content that is written by the writers, we attach that text to the back of your cover, which is the text that you were, I believe, that you were looking for, correct?
Right. I'm looking for a text for the front cover because there is a text there for the front cover, and there's also a text there for the back cover. You see. So, but if you want, I could go back through the manuscript and specify to you, you know, what the scripts are for the back cover. I already stated the one for the front cover. You will, they will see there it said text for front cover, but there's text there also for the back cover. And we can, I can go back and identify it so that, you know, make it easier for you guys to identify that.
All right.
Yeah. And I noticed also that they put the initials on the front of the cover. I mean, I know all of this is just trial, but it's just a reminder because we had discussed briefly. Remember, we had discussed briefly about putting my initials there, and then we had gone, we said we would not do it. We discussed, you know, it what gone against putting that and saying we would just go with the name on the front.
I'm so sorry for interrupting again, but your voice is breaking apart. Do you mind if I call you back once again on this number?
No, call me back and let's see, because I don't know. I hear you clearly, but maybe I am breaking
now
up.
Now I can hear you
fine. You call me back. Yeah, you want to try and call me back, or it's okay now?
It's better now. If it's going to break again, then I'll call you back.
All right. You know what? I put the phone down out of my hand, and maybe that will make it better. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
All right. So I was saying I can go to the manuscript because there is a script here in the first part of the manuscript for the back cover. And if you want me, when we finish talking, I could go and look through it and then see which script there is to you guys so that, you know, you can see what it is for the back, you know. And we already know which script is there for the front cover because I did the front cover text.
Yeah. Okay. And, sorry, please go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead first.
As I was saying, is this all about the book cover or is there anything else that you want me to, that you want to make sure that I want to add to the book cover?
Yeah, well, yes, there's something else with it. You see the book cover, are you looking at it?
Yeah, it's open in front of me.
Okay. Instead of having a boy and a girl on the cover, I would much rather to have a nice, like, nature scene on this, something beautiful and catching, a nature scene. I love nature. And rather than having a girl on there, I would rather something neutral, like a you know, nature scene.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yes, I would prefer that.
I understand that. And you want me to obviously change the colors. Is there anything wrong with the fonts of the title of the book? Any color that
No.
That's perfect?
The color is fine. The color is perfect. The color is beautiful. I like it.
All right.
So that is...
No worries at all. I will get this revised for you, and I will be sharing the revised mock-up of the book cover shortly with you in the next 3 to 5 working days, and then you can review it and let me know your feedback on it. All right?
All right. So listen, before you go, so we have discussed the size of the book, right, which is going
to
be...
8 inches.
We discussed, right, and we discussed the text for the cover, for the front, and we discussed also the name on the cover because the name is going to be there rather than the initials.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed also the picture for the cover rather than a boy and a girl, a nature scene. I would love to see something catching. And I think that's basically what we discussed. And also, back cover. I'm going to, you know, see if I can.
I'm so sorry once again. Lillian, your voice is breaking apart again.
I was saying I could look for the text for the back cover and mark.
Mm-hmm. All right, no worries at all.
Did you get that?
Yeah. Other than that, the draft that I shared with you on, I believe it was last week or before. Just one moment.
Before. Yeah.
Yeah, the draft where we discussed that the drafts need a little more developmental editing to it so that we can create more content to it and improve the text. So are you looking forward to get that done, or do you want us to continue with the draft that we are working on currently?
I don't understand. What do you suggest we do? I mean, without it costing me more, what am I supposed to do? What can we do?
Without
you tell me
more?
What to hear. Yeah, because I'm not prepared to go any, you know, higher as far as expense right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
I completely do understand that. How about that, Lurleen? If you can give me time till before day, and I will make sure to give you a call back. Let me have a discussion with the team, because developmental editing is something that is, you know, requires more input and requires a different procedure. And to that, we add more text to the client's work, to the client's manuscript. So that is what we were hoping to go for your book. But let me speak to my team and let me ask them if there is something that we can do about it, because developmental editing is, again, an additional cost, you know, and I completely understand your situation. Let me have a word with the team and let me see what we can figure out. Is there something that you have a budget for that maybe I can try to, you know, talk to my seniors about it, and if you are willing to get upgrade your package to developmental editing, is there anything that I could suggest my team regarding?
No, you see, that is it. We discussed that already about, we had already discussed about, you know, upgrading, and I'm not able to upgrade it, you know, because I'm sure when you talk about upgrading the package, that means financially, I'll have to look at more expense, which I'm not prepared for. I already planned for the expense that will come up once all this is done.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? At the same time, I want a project that is, you know, acceptable and really, you know, still. I don't want something that is half done. Because for one thing, you know, initially it was not discussed, you know, to me then. No one discussed about how limited or if there is a limited amount of editing that will be done, you know. That was not discussed. You see what I'm saying? I got the package and, you know, so
But according to your package, was created according to the amount that was paid up front, and obviously this is something that we don't make out of. We don't make anything out of it. We have to basically pay the vendors to do the work. So, sorry, just 1 minute. Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, so as I was saying, that we have to pay the vendors to get this work done, and I'm sure that in the beginning you must have opted for line editing, which is the basic editing services that we have over here. And And on top of that, once the writing team is able to identify the manuscript and go through it in detail and make sure that everything is correct in the draft, after that, the writer gives their opinion about how we can improve the text. So that is why, again, that is why I'm sure your account manager and you must have had a discussion earlier, and you must have told them your budget, and according to that, your package was set. But as the writers began to write on your book, they thought that it was necessary to share it with you that developmental editing is something that we feel is a professional touch to your book. You know, it's not going to be, it's going to have, like, you know, more creative things added to it, more draft added to it, more text added to it, which will really improve your book. So, but let
right.
me, yeah, so this is something, I'm sure you do understand that every package is different, you know, even if someone wants printing, we can maybe, you know, sell the less printed copies for a different amount and more printed copies for different amount. Same goes with editing. There's a line editing, which is a basic editing, and, you know, it just fixes the punctuation and fixes the formatting of the book. However, the developmental editing is something different. It's completely different. It's like creating and developing text for your book. So that is why it's an additional charge to the service, but it's completely up to you. Again, my job over here is to make your book the best for you. And again,
yes,
as being your project manager, I will try my best, Lurleen, to get this, to discuss it with my team and see if I can figure something out for you. I will definitely try my best to go an extra mile for you. But again, as I explained, this is something that we have to pay the vendors to get the work done. So
right. Okay. All right. Well, listen.
Yeah. So that's
yes, and then tell me what I can expect, what I'm gonna be getting, and so on, because you're saying additional expense. I have no clue, no idea what kind of additional expense you're talking about for, you know, for these added texts that they would put in.
Mm-hmm. Again, as I said, that the manuscript, when you're signing up with the company, the writers do not have the manuscript right away, correct? So that is why it takes a little bit of time, and I completely agree with the fact that it takes one or two drafts for the writer and the client to be on the same page, correct? Like, I'm the middleman over here, where I am trying to get your work done with the writing team and the designers and everybody, right? So
okay.
I hope you understand all of this. All of this is just a procedure. And again, since we have been working on books since the past quite a few years, and the writing team is obviously, we have experts over here. So they were just giving you a suggestion. In the end, it's completely
right.
your choice what you want to go with.
All right. So Ella, today you said, your email said, you know, we would talk and then discuss in detail what would happen, and so that you can go forward with it without delay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're going to meet with them and talk with them again. You
yeah.
said that also the other day, that you would talk with them, and then, you know, I should give you a few days. So what different is going to be happening now as of today? Today is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So what different is gonna, you know? I
now,
see the book cover, which is
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So now, since you told me that you want to, you know, work on the draft without spending anything, so let me have a word with the team regarding it. Let me see what I can do for you, and if there is any better conclusion on the draft, then I will definitely share it with you, and we will proceed further with it. However, in the meantime, you can just review the draft and let me know if there is something that you want to get changed, or you want me to get fixed by the writers, so that I can start working on that, and the writers can provide me the next draft.
Oh, you're talking. So you did you send me a new draft? I mean, an edited draft recently? Did you send me one recently? Huh?
No, I want the draft that I shared with you on, let me just confirm the date.
That was a while back, and I don't know, I just don't even see it on the computer right now.
Yeah. It was so on the 14th February when I shared the draft with you. Okay. In the meantime, you can just review the draft. You can just thoroughly review it and let me know if there are any changes that are required, anything that you want me to work on, anything, any particular line that you don't like, that you want to get it revised. You can let me know those revisions, and I will get the draft revised for you accordingly. And once the first draft that I share with you is approved, then we will move ahead with the remaining drafts of the book.
Okay, I don't want to be, you have to be repeating yourself, but
do you want me to repeat it again?
No, I do not want you to have to repeat all the time. I just want understanding and both of us to be on the same page. So, what the draft that is to me, I don't even know. I don't even see it. Is that an edited draft? You said if I want something changed, would I want to change? Is that an edited draft?
In the draft that I shared with you on 14th, okay, when you open the draft, you're going to see your draft, the obscure beauty. And when you go down a little below, you're going to find the table of content, acknowledgement, introduction, and the chapters go on. So, the draft that I shared with you is still chapter 3. And the writers have worked a little bit on it. And I want you to review the drafts and let me know what you think about it. Is there something that you want me to work on? Is there something that you don't particularly like? So that we can get it revised for you.
I don't know. I'm getting confused, really, because I just feel now like we're not moving forward. We're going around in circles. That's how I feel.
I'm sorry.
I said I just feel now like we're not moving forward. We're not getting anywhere. It's like we're going around in circles. So I don't know.
How are we going around in circles?
I don't know. That's how I feel. I feel like we're not, I'm not getting, I'm not feeling what's bringing across to me, what you're trying to get across to me. I feel like I'm just not getting it. Maybe it's me,
I completely do understand. I really apologize if I'm missing out on something because sometimes the voice breaks apart, so I do miss a little bit of things. But don't worry, I have this call recorded, and I will go through it once again. And you can just, in the meantime, again, I will try to have a word with the team, and let me see what I can do for you. And again, in the meantime, you can review the draft and let me know your feedback on it.
All right, let me ask you one question, and then I'll let you go. The draft that is sent to me, that was the very first draft you said it was, three chapters or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, that's the only draft that has been sent to me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would it be too difficult for you to... Before, when we come off the phone here, you send it to me today, right now, while I'm sitting at the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a bother? Would it be any trouble for you to do that?
No, you want me to send the draft again, correct?
Yes, send it for me again and let me see, because I don't understand it. I thought I was working on the draft, looking at the draft, and... It just didn't have any editing on it, I was looking at.
Mm-hmm. For that, what I would recommend you to do is, did you download the file first?
Mm-hmm.
You download the file,
right.
And once you open the file in your documents, you're going to find an option for enable editing on the top.
Right. Okay. All right.
All right. Once you click on that,
okay,
you're going to see the edits and changes that are made to the draft.
Okay. All right.
All right. Again, if you have any confusion, let me know. Call me right away, and I will be more than happy to assist you with it, okay?
Well, thank you. I hope I don't have to, because I don't want to give you too much work.
No, that's all right. You can bother me anytime. Okay.
Yeah, but you know something, to be honest, I'm glad they start working on the cover, because somehow a book cover always, it picks your spirit up, you know, looking at the cover is the most attractive part of the whole project. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm glad they start working on it. Although they have to, you know, revise it and, you know, take off their boy and girl and so on. But anyway, listen, you have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Take care of yourself. Is there anything else that I could do for you?
Not today. I thank you very much for taking the time, you know.
No problem at all. Again, if you have any issues with anything, any draft, any book cover, mock-up that you are confused with, we can schedule a call and discuss it in detail, okay?
So you will pass on all these things we discuss with the people who are designing the cover with the text and so on, right?
Yes.
All right, then. Okay. Well, you take care and have a nice day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear.